This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Friends of Cortez Island is kicking off the spring with several programs upcoming, and I caught up with Helen Hall, the executive director of FOCI. So, Helen, the Western Screech Owl Project, you have an event coming up related to that program?
Yes, we do. On Saturday, the 25th of March, at the Linnaea Farm Education Centre, we've got a wonderful presentation. We've got a biologist from the Ministry of Land, Water and Resource Stewardship, Emily Upham-Mills, coming to talk to us about Western Screech Owls. And we've been partnering with them for the last couple of years on a project to try and find this beautiful, elusive owl on Cortez and also in our neighbouring islands of Reed, Sonora and Morell. So she's going to be talking about that project, set in the context of larger research that's going on up and down coastal BC. Just to tell you a little bit about this owl, apparently it used to be one of the most common owls in coastal BC, but it's declined enormously and basically it's in trouble. And so what we're trying to do with these scientists and what they're trying to do is find out what's happening to the owl. And they do that with a really interesting method, which we've been using on Cortez, which is putting up little recording units in the forest to capture all the sounds at night. So we're hoping we might hear a Western Screech Owl. And part of what she'll be presenting on that Saturday is playing back some of the recordings we have from Cortez and elsewhere in BC. So yeah, it's a really fun, interesting project. And I can reveal we have actually found a Western Screech Owl on Cortez. We thought they might not be here anymore. And the last time we heard them, there was a recording of them, was in 2017. We had been searching for them all last spring and this spring, and we finally have found one in the north of Cortez. So that's really great news. They're still on the island. And we also think they're potentially on the other discovery islands too. So yeah, really worthwhile project, really interesting. And that all that information is being gathered and trying to figure out what's going on with the owls and yeah, what can we do about it.
So how long has that project been going on?
Our project started last spring and it runs through until next spring. You can only survey for the owls early spring because what you're trying to do is hear them when they're marking their territories and before they nest, which is this time of year. So there's two methods. One is to put recording units up in the hope that you might hear them. The other method is to go out at night, which is what we've been doing, along transects, which is predetermined routes at night in the dark, playing screech owl sounds, to try and get any owls out there to respond. So they're very territorial, so if they hear another screech owl, they're going to call back, and that's what we want to hear.
Awesome. So there's evidence that there is one on the northern part of the island, and it sounds like there's three seasons where they're being recorded over 2 years.
Yeah, we've recorded it just last year and this year is when we're doing the surveys. What happens with the rest of the funding? We won't be doing surveys next spring. That's the very end of the project. We'll be writing up a great big report then. We'll be snowed under with that probably. What we're doing later this year, which will be really fun, is we're going to be running workshops to make nest boxes for screech owls. And then a little bit later after that, we're hoping to connect with landowners who are interested in having boxes on their property with the hope that potentially the screech owls might nest in those boxes.
That is so neat. So when roughly are you thinking those workshops are going to happen?
The workshops will probably be late summer, maybe in September. Yeah, we have to get all the materials. We have to make nest box kits, and then we want to invite people to make nest boxes. So yeah, that should be fun.
So that's March 25th, which is next, 2 p.m. Linnaea Farm.
We really would love people to come because Emily's coming all the way from Nanaimo for the presentation. We are actually providing for refreshments, and we've got Julie Keith making screech owl shaped cookies. How can you not come to something like that?
Oh my gosh. Julie's food is as delicious as it is beautiful. So that is very exciting.
I'm not quite sure how they got that name, but they don't screech. They make it sound, if you imagine a ping pong ball dropping on the ground going doo-doo, that's the kind of sound they make. So at the end of the presentation, we've got laptops available where people will be able to listen to the sounds that we've collected from these recording units. So that's all the sounds at night. We thought it'd be fun for people to, like, try out what it's like being a screech owl researcher and listening to these recordings and seeing what they can find. There could be frogs, there could be owls, there could be goshawks, there could be a whole bunch of things in those recordings. So we want to get people to see, what's it like? It's a bit like a treasure hunt. What can you hear? What sounds can you hear? And what can you recognise? So, yeah, we're doing that as part of the presentation too.
Neat. I would have almost expected that you guys would just outsource some help with that, because it sounds like a lot to listen to and
yes,
go through.
Luckily with that, what we do, we get these little SD cards out of the recording units and we send it to the ministry, and they outsource it. It's all processed by somebody else and then they give us the results. But this is like what it feels like to actually do that. So no, we wouldn't have the time to do that. It would take us hours and hours, but luckily they do it for us. This is a chance to get a feel of what it's like to listen and try and figure out the different sounds. Some common owl, which actually predates the screech owl, called the barred owl, and that's the sound you hear at night.
We think that the species is dwindling, you said, and one of its predators is a barred owl?
Yeah, what's happened with the western screech owl, the reason they've declined is because their habitat, which is old growth forests, have disappeared or been disturbed. And the disturbance to all those habitats has also allowed barred owls, which are actually native to Canada, to move from the east of Canada into the west. And they've moved into these new open niches of where the forest has been disturbed. And they predate some of the smaller owls, including the western screech owl. So often when you hear up there in area, you're unlikely to hear a western screech owl. And that's part of what we're doing with the recording units too, is are we hearing barred owls? We're also trying to record. We hear that they actually like eating frogs and amphibians. The western screech owl is often found near wetlands. So part of the soundscape that we collect gives us quite a lot of information. Not only are the western screech owls there, but are the barred owls there? And is that why we're not hearing the western screech owls? So that's their predator. And also their prey, like the frogs, particularly frogs. You can hear their prey species. So if you hear screech owls and frogs, you're like, oh, okay, they're probably quite happy here. They've got something to eat, and potentially there's no predators around for them as well.
So much of a story is being told through the audio.
It's very, really interesting. And losing those sounds from the forest, like losing the western screech owl sounds, you're not only losing the species, you're losing part of the soundscape of the forest, which is quite sad too.
Wow, okay. I hope a lot is learned from that project.
Yeah, it's great. And it's fantastic that we're doing the project. The researchers are really pleased that we're doing it, because, you know, Cortez is one of the discovery islands. And as you go north, not very many people living on these islands. And it's an area that they want to find more about because it's between the mainland and Vancouver Island. So they're really pleased that we're doing this work. It's a gap in their knowledge.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.